Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to episode 14 of the Draft Doctors. We have a big show for you today. So first I'd like to just welcome Stevie Fizz. Steve, welcome, pal.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. So NAB 4, all wrapped up, ready to go for round one in about, 2 weeks' time now. A lot to get through, so a little bit of the news coming out of the weekend. Liam Shields out for 6 weeks with a fractured wrist. Not good.
Perennially injured Liam Shields gets injured.
Shock face?
Yeah, shock face.
Not good for Liam. He was actually tracking pretty well and was high on my radar. But
seems I liked him for, you know, your ultimate dream team formats. Yep. Obviously a gun, but...
No more.
Well, wait for that. And at least it's not soft tissue.
That's true. That's true. Dane Beams out indefinitely with knee tendonitis. Not good. He is off the cliff down the Mariana Trench. We will not see him for a while, I would think.
Yeah, that was bizarre. It was because they've been reporting it as a shoulder. And then I was watching the Brisbane match and Alistair Lynch came out with a hot take. And then it got reported everywhere the next day. So... yeah, Dane Beams is sliding down the board, which is good because he might become a value.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he only misses a month,
big deal.
That's manageable.
Put him on your bench and away you go. I think a lot of people will be certainly trying to get him as late as possible, but
yeah,
something we can talk about later. A couple of incidents in that Brisbane GWS game with Dane Zorko and Jeremy Cameron both getting reported for striking. The Zorko one, probably the only fantasy relevant with implications there, would you say, Steve?
Yeah, I'm not looking at Jeremy Cameron other than like a week-to-week streamer option. But
Zorko, it could be interesting. Off the ball, very interesting. So maybe 2 to 3 weeks, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
And Sammy Mitchell, looks like he's going to be looked at the MRP. While we're recording this now, the MRP haven't issued their findings, so a bit of a wait and see on that one. But Steve, you saw it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't think you can turn around and punch people in the face.
So you punch someone in the face? Cause...
Not good.
Well, I suppose he's good with his hands and feet, you know, and knees.
Yeah, he didn't go with his knees. That was interesting.
Very good. If you'd like to hit us up, anything on social media with our... listening team name competition, Steve.
Yeah, we had another great entry for our best team name competition. Alex Poole hit us up with the Salem Titch Trials.
Very good, very good. I love it.
So that competition still... This is actually going to be going to air the same day we're recording it. So this competition closes next week, guys. So if you want to win that exclusive Draft Doctors T-shirt... get your entries in.
Yeah, and to do that, you can head over to Twitter, where you can follow us at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Leave us a comment there, leave us your team name. We'll certainly read it out on the air.
And we've also got a review. We love the reviews on iTunes. We really appreciate it. There's something that you can do for us that really helps out the show. So if you're enjoying it, head over to iTunes and just subscribe, drop us a review. Glenn, 47,000, wrote, absolutely love this podcast and it really helped me with my draft. I've even listened to some episodes twice. And we had another review from, I don't know what this name is, but there was a lot of consonants. I can only assume you're Welsh. It's great to have a pod dedicated to the draft format and the lads know their stuff, even though one may very well be a dog supporter, which I like that.
Yes, nothing wrong being a dog supporter. We are in the minority, but...
but thanks for those reviews, guys. It takes 5 minutes, but we really appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for that, and glad it helped for your draft.
Yeah.
Right, so 9 games to talk about this week, Steve. We'll jump straight into it. The first game, Tigers v Port on Thursday night. Sammy Gray just racing up the draft boards now. I think F2 on the cusp of F3. F2, F3 there for me, I think, right now.
Yeah, he couldn't be. I don't think I could put him any higher.
No, definitely not a forward one.
So that's where he is. He had another great game.
Yep. Both the Grays, I thought. Even Robbie Gray.
Oh, Robbie Gray was great.
Yeah. Only had the 19 possessions, 5 tackles, but playing that mid-forward role that we love him in. So both Grays really, really good there. Anyone else for you, Steve?
Ollie Wines. He was cramping up a bit during the game, which was interesting, but he really bounced back from that poor game he had in NAB
2?
3. So that was good to see for Ollie Wines, because I think we all like watching him play. Yeah, and man, we like him in our teams.
He looked really fit. He looked really fit. One
and Archie.
Brendan, yeah.
Yeah, Brendan Archie. He was like Sam Gray last year, where he had that really hot finish.
And a lot of sub games too.
Yeah, so he had that hot finish and was sort of on people's radar. Had a pretty nice game. 92 Dream Team, 107 Super Coach in 64% game time.
That's pretty good.
That's someone to keep an eye on.
One person I'm not keeping an eye on is Matthew Lobe. Not so interesting to me anymore. 5 possessions, 31 hitouts, 20% disposal efficiency. See you later, buddy.
Yeah, he's there's so many good ruck options presenting themselves to us, and
yep.
He just doesn't seem to be one of them. No. Everyone sort of thought he was going to go back to that form, but doesn't look like it.
Absolutely not. For the Tigers, J-Roo, looking really, really good at the moment. Really fit, running up and down the ground. 17 possessions, 6 marks and a couple of goals. I'm pushing him up my board now.
Yeah, well, you have to be fit to play 100% of the game, which he did.
Well, I suppose there was only, 12 or 13 players left by the end of the game with all those.
It was unbelievable. There was no one even kicking it. He'd kick the ball, you have to kick it really high to run down and mark it himself. No,
that was ridiculous. And then you had Hardwick on the sideline trying to call the game off. Yeah, not happening, pal. Dusty, very, very quiet for me.
Yeah, well, we heard during the game and then after getting reported about the issue and situation with his old man. Can't help but feel maybe it was playing on his mind a little bit.
Do you reckon he would have known beforehand? Or
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, yeah, he's still a gun.
He'll bounce back from
that. I'm not writing too much into that.
Yep. And for me, Basher Hawley just... All preseason, he's just been killing it in these NAB Challenge games. So, certainly a lock as a top 5 defender for me.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I was also looking at Alex Rance. You know, one thing we're seeing is we'll notice this year with the interchange rule that these key position guys and forwards and defenders who are sort of stay at home, they're going to play extremely high time on ground. Alex Rance is a very fit man. He's going to do that. 93 Super Coach, 95% time on ground. I've got him in our Supercoach draft extremely high.
Yep.
And also Koch and Lids, Lids only played 43% of the game and Koch didn't play much towards the end either, so and their stats are a little bit down on what
and
they were.
My boy Townsend sort of falling off the cliff in that game too, so
he just went out to punch people.
Yeah.
The whole game. And then he knocked himself out.
And did Miles play? I don't think he did.
No, he didn't play.
So he was one that we both wanted to watch, but didn't get to, unfortunately. So I'll have to wait until they play the Blues in a couple of weeks. And speaking of the Blues, that's the next game against the Swans. Graham, you've picked him early there, Steve. You really liked what he did last year. Finished really strong, and he's continuing it on. Another 30-possession game, 6 marks, 4 tackles. Playing on that half-forward flank sort of role. Man, pure mid, but could fill a nice bench spot or that mid 7 for spot for you.
Yeah, I never felt like he got a great opportunity under Mick Malthouse, despite playing well at the lower level. So, you're right, 30 touches, goal, tons in both forms. He's going to get his opportunity under Bolton.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah, and I have been converted. Paddy Cripps, my God, what a machine. What'd he do? 24 possessions in 53% in game time, just absolutely destroyed it. He's a gun.
Where do you draft him, though? Because we're a draft show, and we're talking about these players who are having, you know, big impacts on games. Yep. Where are we putting Patrick Cripps?
We certainly had a Murphy now, and I think I had him at M3, M4. I could certainly see him going there.
Yeah, well, I had him, I think even my initial rankings, he might even still be there as a high-end M4.
Yep.
But would you start putting him in front of some of these other guys, like a Prestia even?
I haven't seen Prestia. Prestia is sliding for me.
This is the thing, isn't it? We haven't seen these guys. Like, even, you know, you could make a reasonable case that he could be in front of Liberatore in the draft.
Man, Liber's been pretty...
For super coach, not so much for...
Fairness, yeah. Liber's been pretty woeful these first two games. Yeah, I know he's coming off the knee, Rico, but...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it takes a while for these guys to overcome ACL injuries and get back to what we know they are.
Yeah.
Cripps is coming in with a head of steam.
Yeah, loving Cripps, going up the board... Super, super pick if you can get him in that mid-3, mid-4, I would say. Dale Thomas, cooled a little bit. Still good for late round value for me. 9 clangers, 52% disposal efficiency.
All will ever be is late round value.
Not the best night for Thomas. His kicking was woeful. Don't know if you saw it, Steve, but you couldn't hit the side of a barn door if you tried.
Not good. I only watched the half of this match because my time was a little bit strapped this weekend, Jono.
Certainly was. Congratulations to Steve on becoming a father for the very first time.
Yeah, it was a great moment. I'm not going to say it was as great as when I got Dan Hanbury in like round 9 last year, but it's all right. Man. And speaking of Dan Han,
he killed it.
How was that segue? Yeah, he's going to do that, isn't he? He's going to have those monsters. You know, I was a bit down on it. He's not as high as he should be for me. I'm probably not going to find him in my drafts, but he's still a gun player.
Do you think he had this game with, due to the fact that Kennedy was tagged out of the game and injured, and they needed someone to play that role? Or?
Oh, look, he's a gun player. He's going to get his from time to time. Like, he's going to get it. He's not going to be bad all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, it was a good game. He kicked the ball a lot, 38 touches, 10 marks. He'll destroy bad teams. He'll score extremely well at the SCG, we know that.
Yep.
So, he's going to get his. He's a good player.
Lukey Parker, love the bloke. Kicked a couple of goals, 16 possessions. Really down on the first couple of games we've seen him, spending a lot
what
more.
What do you mean? The first two nabs, he was awesome.
Yeah, I said he's down from his form.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Spending a lot more time forward this game, which slight concern, but I don't think he'll be spending a lot of time there, hopefully.
No, he's a gun.
He's a gun. Anyone else for you?
Kerridge.
Yeah, killed it again.
As a forward option, 105, 109. Got 3 goals as well as over 20 possessions. A lot of contested, a lot of clearance work. So that's...
him and Cripps together are going to be pretty dynamic, I would think.
Yeah, interesting with Kerridge because we know he had that massive game a couple of years ago with the, was it 5 goals or 6 goals?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got some serious potential. I think you're going to find him as a forward 4.
Yep.
So that's very, if you've already drafted and you got him, you'd be probably pretty happy with it.
And certainly just lock him in any of salary cap formats you have.
Yeah, he'll probably be the most owned player.
Yeah.
If he's not, you've done it wrong.
You're not playing Supercoach right, that's right.
Bryce Gibbs, 30 had a pretty nice game. We know he's a good user, had 94 and 99.
Yep.
23 touches, only 68% time on the ground as well, so that was pretty encouraging for Bryce Gibbs.
And Dane Rampey just keeps doing what he's doing, another 25 possession game, couple of months.
Smoking Dane.
Good old Smoking Dane.
Buddy was good as well.
Yeah.
Especially in the first half.
First half was good, and then once he went for Wiedering, sort of all over him, which was actually quite good from Wiedering. Like, no fantasy relevance, but man, they've got a good player there in Wiedering, I think.
Yeah, someone also, if you're starting up a keeper league, someone you might snab really, really late is Blaine Bokhorst.
Yep, second year now.
He's had a pretty good preseason. I thought his skills were pretty nice in this one as well.
Yep,
and he got around 100 in both forms.
Zach Tui for me as well, just as a personal one for me. Liking what this guy does. Very curious about him.
I had Zach Tui last year for about a month, and he knocked out 100 every week. You know who he is? He's like a poor man's Daniel Rich. He gets the ball, kicks it a mile. He's got great foot skills.
Yeah.
He can score extremely well, but he's a defender. He's not going to do it all the time.
No, but that's what he just pops up every now and again, just picks my...
You might get him at the right time and trade him off.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'll be looking at. Moving on to the Gold Coast versus the Crows.
Could I just mention old mate Kurt Tippett?
Yeah.
Woofed again.
Yes.
Callum Sinclair's looking the better of those two rocks.
Easily. Gold Coast versus the Crows. It is Miller time. This guy...
How long have you been waiting to use that?
Oh, a long, long time.
You thought of this Friday night whilst having a few beers, didn't you? And you're pocket gold.
I think Ghostbusters were on at the same time. And 25 possessions, 5 marks, 7 tackles. Absolutely smoking it now that the likes of Prestia and O'Meara are not in this side. Just grabbing his chance and running with it.
Kicked a nice goal. He's a forward option.
Yep.
You will get him late.
You will too.
And he'll be a great F4.
Oh, big time. Big time. And the other one, Aaron Hall.
Yeah.
I think he's just stamped himself as taking over that O'Meara role, I think, this year. 29 possessions, 5 marks and tackles, kicked a couple of nice goals as well.
In only 71% game time.
Yes.
I think he stays in, even when the when these big guys come in, if O'Meara ever gets seen on a football field again. Because he's got wheels. He's quick. He breaks quick. Lines.
Yeah, nah, something that they need as well. Thought he was really good. Someone who was not so good, Adam Saad. Looked like he was playing a lockdown.
Actually, his Supercoach score wasn't too bad.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like 85 or something.
Okay, he was playing a bit of a lockdown role on Eddie Betts.
Yeah.
So
and he got praise from the coach after the match, so you hate that.
So, yeah, you get to see a couple of good games out of Saad, but don't expect a lot, I would think, with something like that. Except by Rocket.
I'm surprised, because to me, he's a line breaker.
Yeah, he's quick, he's got good skills, foot skills, so who knows what you're doing, Rocket.
One guy who will benefit from these inside mids being out and played well was old man Riscatelli.
Yeah, he had a blinder.
He had a good game, so if you do draft one of these injured mids and you need a... He's just a perfect guy to pick up off the waivers. He's in the late round, safe. He's not going to let you down.
No.
If you need to plug someone in for a week, a guy like Riscatelli's okay. Doesn't have the upside, obviously, but
I think he was drafted in our league last year.
No, I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't actually play in the game, but Brad Crouch, 40-odd possessions, clearances, got dropped for alcohol issues before the game, but, man, he's really made his point in the Sandford, didn't he?
Well, he can go make his point in the sand for all he wants, because I watched his brother tear it apart.
His brother did tear it apart, so very interesting for that Dangerfield spot. It looks like it's Matt's and no one else's.
Yeah, well, Matt Crouch did it again, 28 touches in only 69% game time. Where is he going in drafts? Is he an M4? Is he an M5? He's probably not an M4, but he's probably an M5. The scores are too good to ignore.
But will someone take him early? Will he float up to even M3?
No, you won't get that. No, that's
crazy. I know that's crazy.
Then you're talking and he goes past guys like Mark Murphy.
M4? I could see him M4.
Maybe back end if you're getting desperate.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. He'll be an interesting one, because I think he'll go mostly late.
Yeah, but I can see someone grabbing him maybe too early, a couple of rounds too
could
early.
Could happen.
Yeah, I could see it happening. One who I'm really calling on, Rory Sloane.
Yeah, what's going on, Rory? Yeah. He was invisible.
Is he just running around thinking it's, you know, pre-season holiday time, just fun in the sun? Like, I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm extremely worried.
Like,
I'm not getting him in my draft, I know that much.
Yeah, I had him on the turn in that 11 to 20 category. He's going as an M3, 4 now for me, just really
worried. I can't drop him to a 4.
But certainly a 3.
I could do that.
Yeah,
I could do that.
But yeah, big questions there on Rory Boy.
Old Sauce played pretty nicely.
Yeah, big Sauce.
Dominated the nothing ruck department of the Gold Coast.
That is true.
Seedsman. In a thin defender's pool, Seeds pulled out up. A pretty good one.
Yeah.
And he does that. We know he can do it.
Yeah.
I'm not drafting him though, Jono.
Oh, no. Well, I was doing my salary cap game, I'm like, oh, Seedsman, good pick. Nah. I thought about it and then went, nah.
And I'm going to bring up one of my big boys. It's his birthday today, Jono.
Old man?
I'm pretty sure he's about 67.
Old man Thompson?
Old man Thompson.
Oh,
30 touches, 10 contested. He just keeps doing it, man.
Man, stop showing me up, Thompson. I don't like you old people.
But he doesn't ever not. He's a gun.
He is a gun.
I'm so afraid, but you'll get him late in your draft too. Later than you should.
Yeah, he's about 90 now, so you'll get him.
Yeah. A couple of cold guys as well. One of the fan favourites, Eddie Betts, had a stinker.
Yeah, Saad really wore him like a glove and shut him down. But you get that from Eddie Betts. He'll score you 200 and then he'll score you 20 or 30, whatever he scored.
Yeah.
So. It's going to happen. Like, your defenders are going to have quiet games, but yeah.
Yeah, and Malcheski
is no more.
Yeah, he just looked horrible.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, even when he got the ball, I was like, ugh.
And Rosa, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to the first Saturday game, we've got the Dogs v. the Pies.
Wasn't that a ripper?
If there's ever, the old cliche, a game of two halves, if I've ever seen it. I'll watch this game from start to finish. First half, the Dogs were all over the Pies, just great foot skills, running the ball through the lines. Collingwood were just horrible, horrible, horrible. Kicking out of the defence, turnover after turnover. And this was Pendlebury as well, who was in that back line for the first half. Then, bang, halftime, they switched Guernseys. Doggies were horrible. Pies were just electrifying. They were unreal.
Yeah, I turned this on at halftime after you told me how bad Collingwood were. And
I looked like an idiot.
I sent a Twitter message. I sent a message for about 8 minutes later and went, hey, good call. But it was interesting because what I saw was Treloar and Swan just went,
oh, Treloar, man. Like, took him about a half to get in the game, but a quarter and a half, and he was good. He's going to be good for the Pies this year. 26 possessions, 3 marks, a couple of really nice goals. He was good.
Yeah, I was really interested in watching Treloar because obviously, you know, he's had the groin issues and new club. We don't know how he's going to slot in. I'm still sceptical based on the new team thing. So it might not be a thing. But I don't know, is that the Pies' structure? Because I got to think Pendlebury plays midfield the whole time, or most of the time.
Well, because they were that bad of kicking out of defence, they needed someone with good foot skills, which Pendlebury has, so they're just trying him down there. They also spoke about maybe side bottom going down there, just someone with a good kicking skill to get him out of trouble, to beat a zone or whatever. So hopefully we don't see Pendles down there too much.
Well, hopefully Ben Reid, the ghost of Ben Reid, re-emerges because he's got good foot skills.
He certainly does.
But yeah, Adam Swan, Sidey all crushed.
Yep.
From what I saw. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Can someone just run with Swan? Just, he was on fire.
But he was parked in the forward line for the first half.
And then the second half.
Unleashed.
Let's play Dane Swan forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you win a game?
Your boy, Taylor Adams.
He crushed.
All day, he was really good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, his disposal efficiency is up around 70% now. Very good for him.
I'm terrified. The sky is falling.
And Tommy Langdon was pretty solid, I thought.
Yeah.
On defence on the wing.
Yeah, he's a solid defender.
Yeah, a few turnovers here and there, but you're going to get that from the younger players. But a nice solid pick there coming up. My boy crushed it again. Johannesson.
Yeah, you called him from the very get-go.
Yeah, I've been watching this guy for a couple of years. He reminded me of Jared Harbrow used to play for the Doggies, and it seems he's really settled into the club now and just playing really good football. And you're not going to miss him on the footy field with that hairdo. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shocker.
Lachie Hunter, good again for me.
Well, you know, we talk about Jason Johannesson, but where do you feel comfortable drafting him?
I'll go F.
Can you take F2?
D2.
Oh, D2, sorry.
A lot of people are talking about it. It's possible.
It's possible. There's a pretty thin stock of defenders this
year. D2, D3, certainly.
Yeah, well, it has to be D3, surely. Yeah.
Like, right on the cusp. Like, even a mid. I'd take a mid D2 if I can get him.
Okay.
But I could see him certainly shooting up and people grabbing him early with that thin stock of defenders we have this year.
Yeah.
Lachie Hunter, really good game again. 31 possessions, 6 marks, a couple of goals. Just everywhere, up and down the field all day, just getting involved in everything.
I just can't take him before that mid-six.
Oh, no, sort of definitely, area. Yeah. Down there, he'd be perfect for you, down that area.
Yeah.
One that we talked about earlier was Mitch Wallace, who we thought would struggle, but he kicked 3 goals.
Yeah, 3 goals.
3 goals in the forward role, but also took a lot of center, a fair few center bounces. So, again, could be that mid-six position for you. Or your bench, which would be great.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. You know what? We're just talking about keepers a little bit here and there. One thing to look for with your keepers is if they're going to get a position change, if you can get Mitch Wallace really late, he's going to play forward enough that he could potentially be a forward next year.
That's correct.
Imagine if having a guy like him as a forward.
Brilliant.
That's great.
Couple of guys that dropped off. We've spoken about him before. Liam Picken, Easton Wood. Yeesh. Just nowhere near it.
Yeah, well, we've been really low on Easton Wood all pre-season, and it just
confirmed.
Continues to stack up week after week of the pre-season that he's just not someone we're particularly interested in.
No. And Libba, again, just a little worried there, but again, with those knees coming back, always going to take some time.
It's a new system as well. He's learning.
Well, he's actually playing a little bit forward as well, and he just lost.
Yeah, he's not a forward.
He's just see ball, get ball.
Yeah.
Who have you got there?
Old man crew, Matty Boyd.
Yeah.
Played pretty well his first hit out of the year. did nothing to allay the fears that he should be a highly drafted defender.
Yeah, that's true.
His scores were fantastic. Another guy I really like, Jack McRae.
Yep.
Just racked up touches as he does. Looked really good.
Kicked a couple of goals, I think, as well, didn't he? One or two, maybe.
Oh, I don't have it written down. His scores are 104 and 90. I know that much. And another guy, look, this is really interesting. Collingwood, if they're going to play one ruck, whoever that ruck is going to probably score well. Jared Witts,
yeah.
He's forward eligible as well as being a ruck. 29 here, 17 touches, 7 tackles, 106 and 87 Supercoach.
It was good.
So, we saw it last year with Grundy. When Grundy was on his own, he murdered the fantasy scores. He was fantastic. We're seeing it with Witts. If you got a guy who's they're both reasonably capable ruckmen. If they're on there, but again, take this with a grain of salt, because if there's a ruck division that is beyond putrid.
Well, the Doggies ruckman Tom Campbell went down with an ankle injury in the second quarter.
Tom Campbell's crap anyway.
He's serviceable.
No, don't be a homer. But, if they're playing on their own, I mean, even if you don't get the 29 hitouts, you get 20. You still had 7 tackles and 17 touches. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, big time.
But, man, I'm starting to be interested in Will Minson.
Yeah, he's got the hammy injury, so I'm not sure if he's going to be round one, but he'll still be pretty good.
But I'm still interested. These guys can't play Tom Campbell and Jordan Ruffhead.
I think it's going to be Minson and Ruffhead combining with Redpath or Boyd pinch hitting.
But do you want your million-dollar man in the ruck?
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No. He kicked a goal on Saturday and then ran forward to take the ruck. You can't do that.
You can't do that, man.
No.
We saw it with Goods. They get injured in the ruck.
Yeah. Moving on to the next game, we've got the Freo and the Cats. Wasn't the greatest game to watch.
I didn't watch it. I was nursing my infant child.
Dangerfield destroyed yet again in 60% game time. Mm. Certainly got to be a top 3 pick in your draft, you would think now.
Playing captains, probably.
If playing captains, yeah. Mitch Duncan, only 33% game time, 8 possessions, 4 marks. I'm not sure if he got injured because I didn't see the whole game because it was boring the hell out of me. But yeah, pretty good. Should be that, mid 3-4, you'd say?
Mitch Duncan?
Yeah.
Oh, I think even 5.
Even a 5?
4 or 5.
Jimmy.
Depends how you feel about guys like Hanley and Gibbs, whether you got Duncan in front of them, because they're kind of.
Yep. Same.
Yeah, they all come with risk.
Yep.
I like Mitch Duncan a little bit more at this stage, I think.
Hanley, not so much for me.
Yeah, after watching the weekend, Hanley was just playing. Anyway, sorry, we're getting off track. But yeah.
Jimmy Bartel racked up his 700th concussion.
Well done, Jimmy.
Not good.
Milestones,
just not good. Really questioning him now in all fantasy games, you would have to think.
Well, I'm certainly questioning him at the price I had put on his head to draft him, which was high.
You had him top 10, didn't you?
I had him top 5.
Wow, yeah,
it's getting unlikely that that's where he'll be worth taking.
No, certainly not. And Zach Smith, not sold on him. Coming up against a couple of decent ruckmen in Clark and Griffin, just got smashed.
Okay, his scores went horrible.
Oh, he's still got a few possessions and about 20 hitouts, I think, but still just looked to be outclassed in that ruck position there. Chrissy Main.
He's gone off the boil, man, with that kicking.
No.
Remember when he couldn't miss?
Mm. Kicked a couple of goals, 10 marks, 19 possessions.
I saw him miss from the top of the square, though, Jono.
Yeah.
That's one part I saw.
Barlow, certainly right up there again. 27 possessions, 6 tackles, couple of marks. Lock it in.
Yeah, he's...
He's forward one easy.
He could be the first forward off the board.
Easily. Especially with Deludio getting that little bit older, I'd take Barlow as my first forward
over Dusty. Even
yep,
that's bold cotton.
I'm not super sold on Dusty.
Sold on Dusty. Dusty's a great for 3 years. Hasn't missed a game.
Dusty's great, but something about him I just don't like. But Barlow, and what's his name, Garrick Ibbotson, running around loose in defence.
It's a good role.
Yep, 20 touches, 8 marks. Benefits greatly, I think, with the old MJ, Michael Johnson there.
One thing I did notice about I love Michael Johnson, hit his head pretty hard.
Did he?
He got flipped over by someone in a tackle. And it was a dangerous tackle, and he got flipped and hit his head pretty hard, didn't get seen again, as per the reports.
Okay.
So maybe that's a concussion situation to monitor. I know they've got the week off, so it's good. But...
yep. Certainly one to watch there, I would imagine. But yeah, Gibbetson, Ibbotson, really presenting some value
You could call him Gibbetson.
Gibbetson.
That works.
Yeah, why not? Then we're going on to the Hawks v. North game, which I've got to say, didn't really see a whole lot of this. Well, actually, I watched bugger all of this game. But talking to a few people, Wells was easily the best of the North Melbourne players. 24 possessions, 10 clearances, 12 contested. The number one inside man by the look of it.
Yeah, I caught a bit of this game, and yeah, Wells is the man for... Wells and Del Sano, actually. I thought Del Sano was pretty good.
Yeah,
Especially if you're playing Supercoach, Del Sano is a beast.
Yep. Been doing it for years.
Yeah, well, he had a pretty injury-interrupted year last year, and his scores were pretty bad as a result, so
yeah.
you could get him very late in your draft, certainly later than you should. Like, I'm talking M6, M7.
I was actually thinking that on the car on the way in. Like, Nick Del Sano, good value at M6.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And Daniel Wells, wow, what a star. 10 clearances. Woof.
Yeah. When you got someone like Goldie just palming him straight down here, brilliant. And one who is thanks but no thanks, Jed Anderson, just all the hype, gone.
A bad player is still a bad player.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
For the Hawks, don't bring me down, Bruce. 18 possessions.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you jumped on my Smokey for the Coleman, you'd be feeling pretty happy about it right now.
I think I did outlay a few dollars on that.
Yeah, nice.
Four goals playing that small forward, 5 marks, 4 tackles, 18 possessions. Sammy Mitchell, someone forgot to tell him it was a NAB Cup game, and racked up 45 possessions. 5 marks, 4 tackles, brilliant.
Yeah.
Where'd you have him, M3 or 4?
I had him... I think I had him around the M2, M3 range.
Okay.
I had him higher than a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I had him M3, M4. So
I think he's someone who slides. Again, we talk about the ageism. he definitely falls into that bracket. I got him, I remember last year, I got him extremely late.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably won't find him there again this year, but the guy has one of the best football brains going around. He finds the ball.
Only problem is he likes to knee and punch people.
Oh, well. He'll get a week for that, I reckon.
I reckon he will.
But and that's great, because there's going to be even more value in drafting him.
Does he still get eligibility for the Brownlow if he gets suspended in NAB Cup?
I got no idea.
And Josh Gibson, really, really doing well with Lake out of that side. Just 9 marks, 31 possessions, 5 tackles. Unstoppable.
Yeah, he killed it. And I got Josh Gibson very high. He's in my salary cap team as well.
Yep, mine too.
I really want these guys who are on the ground all the time. We know Josh Gibson ain't ever going to leave it. He was the highest, aside from a guy who played like one game, I think it was Ethan Hughes.
Yep.
He was the highest time on ground
In
the league last year. I love it.
Yeah. I think I've got him in my salary cap and very highly on my draft board. Stinkers. Your boy Jure.
What do you mean? He got like, if you're picking him as super coach, he got 89.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow. So is he one of those players who gets limited possessions but racks up decent scores?
Not usually. Usually gets tackles, but yeah, I know. In Dream Team Ultimate formats,
no good. All right. We'll move on to...
I just wanted to talk about Luke Hodge quickly.
What did he do?
Well, he had 17 touches and a goal, scored you 71 and 81. Did it in 43% of the game. So he moved a bit forward as well. He started in the centre and then he moved forward.
Yep.
With good effect.
Well, we saw it in the grand final. I think he kicked 2 or 3 goals and
yeah. We
know he can do it. So that'd be interesting for your keeper leagues if he does play more forward.
How long's he got though?
Yeah, true.
and can I just throw out a couple of stinkers? Sam Gibson.
Yeah, I'm off that train in a hurry.
And Cunnington. Man, this is... I'm interested with Cunnington. 16 touches, 3 tackles. Didn't play a lot of the game, 72%. But we were having a chat just before we started about the North Melbourne mids and with this new interchange cap, about how they seem very inflexible. Like guys like Cunnington, Swallow, Zach Zabel to an extent. They seem very... inflexible.
Yep.
And you know, I got to feel like a guy like Cunnington, all he can really do is play mid.
That's true.
Like, he doesn't have a lot of tricks to his yeah. Trade. So he might be a guy really, like, not that he's super relevant, but he's going to get drafted.
Yep.
So,
moving on to the Lions v. GWS. Was a good game until the Lions tied from not having played the previous week. So, slightly inflated GWS possessions and stats.
Yeah, it was an interesting game to watch.
It was good. Jack Steele, all over it.
Yeah, he played well.
26 possessions, 5 marks, 11 tackles. Treloar replacement, you think?
Not so much replacement, but he has taken the most centre bounces out of the GWS team this preseason.
Very interesting.
Or the highest percentage rate, sorry.
Yep. Very interesting.
So, Supercoach relevant, even probably Dream Team Ultimate relevant. Yeah. But a contested beast.
Yep. Heath Shaw, yeah, number one defender.
Yep.
Lock him in. How's this? Stevie J. Only played a half. Three goals.
I know.
And 9 possessions.
Oh, I'm sorry. He didn't actually play half.
Was it 33% or something like that?
39%.
39%. That's ridiculous.
Stevie J's on my radar. Well, I remember, like, the early piece, we were just laughing at Stevie J.
Yeah.
Now, God damn it.
Now he's relevant again. And Mummy, he was good. Toby Green.
Mummy was good. Mummy only scored 68 in Dream Team.
No, he's not Dream Team relevant for me.
He's still relevant.
Not for Dream Team for me. Okay. But Supercoach, yeah, scored well. But Toby Green was an interesting one for me.
Explain.
Had the 24 possessions, 3 marks, 6 tackles, but... you know when you watch games, you know they're out there? It felt like Toby Green was not out there, just unsighted.
I'd watch for him because I'm looking for him.
I'll look for him, but maybe I just don't know what number he is. But
4.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it was not one of his better games. Guy who really caught the eye was Josh Kelly.
Yeah.
Slashing through the middle.
Oh, yeah.
32 touches, 71% of the game.
Like I said, slightly inflated due to a tired Brisbane. But
he was doing it all early. I take nothing away from it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought that was fine. Dylan Shield was interesting. 89 and 109 in Supercoach.
Copped a knock early on, didn't he?
17 contested and 8 clearances.
Yum.
Well, he was playing half forward a lot early. I was watching this and it seemed bizarre because we know how damaging he is in the midfield.
Yeah.
Second half, he went into the midfield and just blew it up.
Yep.
So, I'm still very high on Dylan Shield.
Me too.
Steph Martin did it well.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. 32 hitouts and that. Only 45% disposal efficiency.
Yeah.
Still scored pretty well. Zorko, I think he's got Beam's gig until he gets back. Just
Zorko's a gun, man.
Played pure mid for the whole game. 13 tackles.
Yeah.
He's a beast. Probably only going to get a week or two. Still draft him pretty highly, you would think. Especially with that forward status.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I agree someone gets the benefit from the Beams thing. I actually think it's Mitch Robinson.
Nah, I don't. Because he was in the side last year doing it.
Yeah, but now they never really had everyone together. Now they're all sort of, like, you know, Beams, Hanley, Rocky, all these. If these guys are back, I think Mitch Robinson, if he's forward, I'm not interested. If he's midfield, I'm very interested. 13 tackles also.
Yeah, he was on my list too. Very good. One who I'm cooling on, my boy, Bell.
I was never high on Bell. But
yeah, just looks playing permanent forward now. Might have a little bit of time in the mid, but no. Cooling on him very quickly.
Yeah, one guy we missed in the heat, Daniel Rich, man.
Oh, yeah.
In the center the whole time. Like 16 contested, 8 clearances.
That super boot.
Yeah, 71% of the game. But okay, so he scored 79 in your dream team and 101 in Supercoach. Did give away three free kicks.
Okay.
That hurts your score a bit.
Yep.
So, yeah, in limited game time, I think he's a beast. I hope with the other guys there, he never gets tagged. We know when he gets tagged, he gets bad.
Yeah, they lock him down because of his such good kicking skills. So,
yeah.
I don't think we will see it with the likes of
that. It'll happen. It'll happen a little bit, but...
One of the maybe the better teams will lock down on him.
Maybe.
But we hope not. But still, D2 for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Definitely. Interesting player in my cold section was Pierce Hanley.
Yeah.
Playing forward.
No soup for you.
Not good.
No.
Not good for his scoring. We know he's a gun player, but that caps his scoring pretty badly. Scored in the 60s in both.
Why don't they throw him back down defence where he was...
Well, I don't know. I think they're pretty happy with their defence, but their forward line's just horrible crap.
True.
And Devin Smith didn't really... He kicked a couple goals, but...
Yeah, it was hardly sighted.
We're in a bit of strapping, a bit deeper maybe, deeper in the forwards. So, Concerning, because I like Devin Smith.
Yeah, so he was playing pretty deep.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Saints v. the D's. D's are looking good. Undefeated in the NAB Challenge.
Isn't it amazing once you take Paul Ruse out of the coach's box how things turn up, guys?
Just the stars came out to play. Jones.
Does he feel like a thief? Can we just do a... No, I want to go on it. I'll start and that'll be it.
Maybe later
we'll be talking at like 11 at night. Just
maybe later when we do our draft, you just put everyone off by going on a rant.
That's a good idea.
Jones, Vince, Viney. Man, that was pretty good in the midfield there. Just
yeah, off. Jonesy. We love Jonesy. I think he's a draft value, a draft steal.
Big time.
So, yeah.
Salem, awesome. Showed us what he could do with 26 possessions, 4 marks, kicked a super goal and playing out of defence. So.
Soft as butter.
True.
But, yeah, no, I like him as a defender. That's fine.
Speaking of soft as butter, the guy no one likes in the whole AFL, Jack Watts.
Man, he's playing well.
Yeah, but...
makes me want to vomit.
Buyer beware, people. Do not buy into this crap at all. He's always been a pre-season bolter, never does it in a season proper.
Maybe this is Goodwin's got the magic touch. He can make Melbourne win. He can make Jack Watts play well.
Or is he just doing it to bump up his value?
Well, contract years can bring out the best in people.
Or worst. And I'm hoping for worst because no one likes Jack Watts.
No one does like him, which could mean he's a draft value.
Someone...
we're all about the value, Jono.
Do you reckon someone will draft him?
Yeah, all right. He'll be drafted in leagues, no doubt.
Okay.
If you got him on the bench, I don't have a problem with that.
And my team.
No.
I don't want him.
Don't get him.
Oh, I won't. Maxi Gawn, yum, yum, yum. Killing it.
What are you guys talking about yum? Are you Bruce?
I'm hungry.
It's like these... you're hungry. You watched me eat those noodles before. And
yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Maxi Gawn did it again.
Any quiet players for the D's you had there?
Jack Grimes.
Ah, yes.
Been playing as a forward all preseason. It's not suiting him.
No.
Stay away.
Maybe just something to keep his body from not falling apart.
Oh, well, he's a former captain, so, you know.
Yep. Moving on to the Saints. Jack Billings, 3 goals in the first quarter.
Woo-hoo. Yep, what a gun.
9 in possession, 6 marks. Had him highly rated on my board, I think, as a forward 4, maybe, or 5.
Yeah, he's a forward 3-4, something like that mix.
Jackie Nunes, 20 possessions, 5 marks, playing as that small defender. Some good value there.
Well, he moved up because he kicked a goal as well.
Yeah, I'll get into that, but good value there for Nunes. Probably play a bit of mid-time. Nick Rue, was it quad or a hammy injury?
They're talking calf. Well, he was icing his calf, but okay. I was talking hammy, so I don't know.
Yeah, only the 10 possessions, and he did this injury in, what, the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so not a good day for Nick, but was his first hit out.
Yeah, I like Jack Stephen, man. Jack Stephen stood out like anything to me, because I'm all about him. I got him in my salary cap team as a bit of point of difference, but 30 touches, 7 tackles, a goal, 17 contested, 8 clearances. Very relevant in both forms.
Yep. One that's
probably a
first round.
Very close to that top 10 mids.
Yeah.
Very close. We know he was the top scorer in
Dream Team
last year, but yeah, I think, and we know how super fit he is. That interchange cap should benefit his scores, I think.
Yep. Well, this guy took me a while to notice who he was because I don't know if he lost a bet, but Dylan Robertson with the shaved head just...
woof.
17 touches, 7 marks, 6 tackles. Just his disposal efficiency was horrible. So,
yeah.
Unlike him, generally pretty polished.
I've got a bit of old man crew love also.
Yeah.
Joey Montagna.
Yeah?
Yes, 27 touches and a goal.
Playing pure mid or rested forward a bit? Or
he was everywhere, just everywhere. Floating around.
Yep. And the last game, barely going to talk about it because, grain of salt, the Eagles versus some people.
Oh, I got imitating. A hot take. I got a hot take. You know who killed it for the Eagles?
Gaff, darling.
Everyone. Everyone killed it. And I think every player took like 10 marks.
Except for my boy, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Only got the 5.
Yeah.
But,
actually, one guy I did want to talk about who's having a pretty good preseason, and he actually had a pretty good season last year, despite all the defenders going down, was Brad Shepherd.
Yep.
And he's, in the thin defender stocks, he's... star is continuing to rise, not to any great heights, but I think he's very relevant for draft.
Certainly is. And Shannon Hearn just playing
I love
the Shannon Hearn role.
Shannon just destroys.
Not much to talk about the Bombers because they all suck. Zaharakis, 26 possessions, toiled really hard to get all that. Bagley, pretty solid. A lot of people talking about Bagley. 8 marks.
He'll get drafted.
20 touches, 8 marks, 6 tackles, so pretty good there. And the D-Day, whatever his name is, 20 possessions, 8 marks as well. Any Essendon defender is going to get a lot of marks because that ball's just going to be constantly going in there.
Yeah, I think Bagley's no higher than a D3 for me.
Yeah.
And that's the very highest. Probably I'd rather him as a D4. Zaharakis, more Dream Team relevant. Zach Merritt's a guy who might find it a bit harder in this crappy team.
I think so, and his scores have reflected that over the
challenge. Not that I don't think he's a gun. I think he's an absolute star, but I just think it's going to be hard for him. And really the big one for me is we spoke about it before, how he never wins a contested ball. It's Brendan Goddard, man. People are saying how he's going to smash it because there's no one around.
Oh, he's going to smash it,
all
right.
He's going to smash his head into a wall.
Exactly right.
He played 77% of the game, 51 Dream Team, 39 Supercoach. He doesn't win. He got 15 disposals, but only 2 of them contested. He can't win his own ball.
No, and he's always been like that, even when he was at the Saints.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, no soup for any of the Bombers.
One guy was interesting. Jack Redden played his first preseason game. 61% game time, obviously nursed him back, but still scored okay. 16-57, Supercoach, so 60 ultimate.
For how many? How much game time?
60%.
Okay, that's decent.
So that's pretty good. They're nursing him back. He should be fitter for the run.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see what happens with him, but I think he could potentially be a draft value.
Yeah, he certainly would have dropped off a lot of people's boards with that injury. All right, Steve, we've got a bit of mailbag.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple of great questions from our listeners. If you want to send in a question, hit us up on Facebook at the Draft Doctors.
Twitter.
Tweet us. If you've got a big question, like a keeper question, we know people have come to us with them. You can send us a private message because it might be too big for the tweet character limit.
Private message on Facebook or even direct message because I don't think there's a cap on the.
No, there's not.
Yeah,
so. No, there's not. So go for it. You know, you can explain your format, explain how many keepers you got, blah, 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 blah. So our first question is on Twitter from Luke Fraser. What are your thoughts on punting a cat or two in Ultimate Footy if you're playing category leagues?
Yep.
Is it too risky a strategy? I hate the idea of punting categories.
Yeah.
Like if you go in, how often does it happen you go into a draft of any fantasy sport and you've got your little idea in your mind, hey, I'm going to get this guy here.
Because he's a goal kicker or a mark or whatever.
Whatever it is, you might go, I want to get a midfielder first and then a forward or blah, blah, blah. And then it gets to your pick and it's gone pear-shaped.
That's true.
You know, if you go, I think it's really dangerous to go in with the idea that you're going to punt a category.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Because people build around a category just to make sure they win it.
So, you know, I think if you get halfway through your draft and you find you're stronger in some areas and you notice you're very weak in some areas, then fine, punt the category. But I think going in with that strategy is exceptionally risky and certainly not punting too.
No, definitely not too.
That's a bit too much. And other question from Graham Bennett on Twitter. He plays in a 10-team keeper league with 30-man squads. They keep 20.
Wow.
So they drop 10
each
season. He's got picks 5 and 6.
Nice.
And he wants to know about some of the rookies coming through, the draftees. Sorry, I won't say rookies. I'll say the draftees coming through.
Well, relatively rookies.
He wants to know about Kieran Lovell from Hawthorn.
Probably not going to get into that game.
He shapes as Sam Mitchell's replacement, so I don't see it happening for him this year.
Definitely not this year, no. You wouldn't think, but I didn't really see him over the NAB Challenge either, so probably just get a pre-season or two into him before they release him there.
He asked about Jade Gresham, who we saw from St Kilda on the weekend.
Solid.
Yeah, he's okay, but my problem is he going to walk into a game?
No, maybe later in the year.
He's a small mid.
Yeah. I'd say later in the year, but definitely not for your round one.
Ben Keyes for Brisbane, maybe. So he's talking some of the guns like Mills, Hopper, and Keyes.
Oh, Mills, I'd be taking note. He'll be in round one.
You think? Well, I think it's a really interesting league because it's 10 teams and they keep 20, so it's 200 people deep. I'm not really looking for a lot of these rookies, maybe he's rebuilding.
Yeah,
and he's like, hey, I got to get some guys for the future. I want Mills, man. Mills is the only one I'm really banging down the door to get.
Yep.
He's probably going to be defender next year. It looks like he's playing half back. We've seen him rack it up. Another guy who's interesting, I thought this preseason, was Clayton Oliver.
Oh, man, he's been so good in that Melbourne midfield. Like, I've even got him in my salary cap games. Yeah. That's how much I like him.
Yeah. So he's someone I could see taking early.
Yep.
You know, we always look for talent and opportunity. And both those guys have got talent, and it looks like they've got an opportunity to play.
Yeah, well, this is good when coaching this NAB challenge. So when Roosie takes over round one, he might just throw everyone out. I don't see it happening. I think it's going to be Roosie's going to be sitting in the back drinking coffee while Goodwin's coaching.
I hope so, because...
Oh, he did it his last year at Sydney, so I can't see why he's going to change that now.
It's interesting because I think you probably... I mean, if you've only kept 200 players in your league, there should be guys from, say, the last two or three drafts who are just going to start to get their opportunity. Like, I mean, is Matt Crouch on the team?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know... So, I mean, are you trying to win now? If you're trying to win now, I'm drafting more guys like Matt Crouch who are about to bust out.
Your mid-tier. Oh, he was good. Even. Like, I know he's a rookie, but Gault is one to look at.
Yeah, the thing about these guys is they take...
Years.
Generally a couple of years, probably three, to develop. I mean, Darcy Parrish is probably another guy.
Yep.
You might get a pick five. He's got an opportunity to help your team this year.
But even look at someone like a Darcy Moore, I don't think he's getting picked up, but...
Man. But you don't need him. You don't need him.
Oh, no. But if he's looking to the future for these youngish guys.
Yeah.
Darcy Moore, because he's gone past Travis Cloke easily.
Yeah.
So think about those third-year players rather than your rookie players.
Jared Witts wouldn't be on a team.
No.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you're looking for these guys. I'm not saying I don't know your makeup of your team or your league. But I think it's interesting looking at these guys. But yeah, Mills and Oliver would be the main guys I'm looking at.
Yep.
Maybe Parrish because he's got the opportunity. If you're playing, I'm assuming it's going to be ultimate, so maybe not Wietering, but if I was playing Supercoach, I'd probably look at Wietering as well. And then, yeah, maybe Hopper, but I feel like there's so much young talent that Hopper's going to be struggling to even get a game.
Well, you look at this year. Like last year, they had 12 top 10 draft picks or first round draft picks playing in the.
Yeah, in the second.
So I don't see Hopper getting too much opportunity, but. Again, for me, I'd be looking at those third, fourth-year players that are just starting to come through now.
A couple other guys, maybe Matheson from Brisbane. I know he's got a broken jaw, but if you look into the future. Look at Jesse. This is a great example. You talk Shaqy's the top pick.
Yeah.
Look at Jesse Hogan. He's probably the best key forward prospect coming through the last 5 years.
Certainly.
What is he in, like year three, four now?
Four now.
So you can't even roster him.
No.
He wouldn't be in the top 200 fantasy players.
Oh, no.
So... Yeah, that's sort of my argument that you're not looking for these guys. But hey, if you're rebuilding, then by all means, grab them.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for your questions, guys. Please do keep them coming. Just to let you know, we are going to two shows. Is it this week or next week?
This is the first show.
This is it. Two shows a week, people. This week we've got our regular show on the Monday, and I think the Wednesday show will just be... Our draft, which our
it's
listener...
coming out Thursday.
Well, it's coming out Thursday. We will be recording on the Thursday. This week, because there's no football this weekend, we're going to be having our listener league live draft tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be recording that. And then next week, we're going to talk a bit Monday, our normal show, just a bit of a recap. And then Thursday, we're going to dissect it, have a bit of a captain's corner, see the teams, ins and outs, and waiver-wise and whatnot.
Well, the important thing on a Monday is the waivers.
Yeah.
So that's why we're putting it out Mondays. We want all those waiver options.
That's it. And if you'd like to leave us a question, please head over to Twitter where we are at The Draft Doctors, or go over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors, hit the like page there, leave us a comment or question that you may have, or just drop us an email, thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. All right, Steve, that just about wraps it up. I'm going home to prep for our listener league draft for tonight.
Why bother?
Ooh!
Have you seen? No. Actually, I just want to say, just keep, if you subscribe on iTunes, if you're a new listener, subscribe, leave a review. That all really helps as well.
Yep. And have you noticed on the Ultimate and the Draft page, there's already a bit of banter going on between the boys.
That's good. I love it.
So I look forward to seeing that tonight. All right, guys. Catch you later.